Christmas to you from all of us here at KSPK. We are now pleased to bring you Midnight Mass live from the Shrine of St. Therese Catholic Church in Pueblo with Father Michael Chrisman. We take you there live on KSPK.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the solemnity of the Nativity of our Lord. And so as we prepare ourselves to enter into the sacred mysteries of this Mass, let us pause to remember our sins and to acknowledge them and to also remember God's ever-abundant love and mercy in our life.
You are sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Bless you, we adore you.
us pray. O God, who have made this most sacred night radiant with the splendor of the true light, grant, we pray, that we who have known the mysteries of his light on earth may also delight in his gladness in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice, and the peoples with his constancy. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Father.
I would like to extend a warm welcome to
all of our visitors who are here. If you're visiting Pueblo, welcome to Pueblo. But in a very special way, if you call Pueblo home and you're back home visiting family for Christmas, well, then in a very special way, welcome home and welcome to the Shrine of St. Therese. It's wonderful that you're here, and thank you for being here with us on this Christmas morning. And also in a special way, I wanted to welcome all of those who are tuning in right now on KSPK Radio. Welcome to the Shrine of St. Therese, and also those who are following us via live stream. It's wonderful that you're here. Thank you and welcome. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. Laying in a manger. I'd like to reflect this Christmas morning on that. Laying in a manger, the manger itself. You know, in our houses, our homes, everywhere, we have trees that are trimmed in tinsel and decked with lights that twinkle, and even white ones that offer a little bit of a glow. Some of the trees have ornaments in different colors, too. Trees of all different shapes and sizes. And so on this night, and on this morning, houses become a forest filled with the solid wood of blue spruce and Douglas fir and poplar pine, as evergreen trees, real or artificial, announce the season of Christmas. And so this Christmas tree stands as a symbol of our faith. And so I'd like for you to walk with me for a moment, looking at Christmas trees standing majestically alone in the domestic forests of living rooms and family rooms and front rooms and apartments across the world. This tree, in all of its festive glow, quietly points us to another tree. This one is a lone tree, but this tree stood in a garden long, long ago. Green to the eye, with fruit dangling from its branches like newly hung ornaments as the serpent slithered on the ground below. From this lone tree, Eve took the bait and Adam fell prey as prideful knowledge of good and evil cut the very heart of humanity. And the garden of God's favor was lost in Eden's folly, and humanity fell headlong into a tailspin of fear and error, pining, as that Christmas song reminds us so well. And there the tree stood, alone in the garden, at least for a time. But then when the fullness of time came, another tree was cut down and stripped of its branches and bark and cut into planks of wood. This tree was made into a trough where animals feast on their fill of food. But not on this night, for the inn was full and the food was already eaten. And so the fallen tree became a manger, a bed for our Savior. And there his parents found the most unlikely place to lay the head of the King of Kings. The manger of the Messiah, fashioned from fallen man's hand, from the wood of a fallen tree. And there God lays sleeping as angels sung glory and the shepherds came to see where he was. They came to see not the handiwork of one skilled carpenter. No, they came to see the answer to their prayers. As the master craftsman lay there in that manger, he became all things like us, except sin. And there on that bed he laid, surrounded by the wood of a fallen tree. In the countryside of David's city, Bethlehem, so long ago, there Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, lay sleeping in a manger on that still, still, still night, on that holy night. But there's another tree on this Christmas night, on this Christmas morning, that calls our attention. And this one laid in waiting for 33 short years to pass. This tree saw a little boy once swaddled grow into a man. as the anointed one, the long-awaited Messiah, began to preach the gospel to all. The tree saw him preach on the seashores, on the plains and mountainsides. This tree witnessed bread and fish feed the many. It saw the blind, the deaf, the sick, the sinners, the outcasts made whole. This tree heard Jesus speak with the authority of God, the likes of which that no one has ever heard before. And then the time came for the baby to complete his mission as salvation was at hand. And so the splinters from the tree in the Garden of Eden and the crib of Bethlehem, they came together again as planks of raw timber formed the cross of the Christ child's glory, the glory of God sung so long ago. This tree was planted not in a green garden with rolling hills aplenty, but on the rocky hillside of Calvary, where the tree of Eden's folly was destroyed by the cross of new life in the glory of God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill was fulfilled. And so from the garden to the creche and the cross, the lone tree saw it all quietly pointing us to the real meaning of Christmas. The beginning of our salvation, where the love of God for the world sends his son, a baby, a king, a servant and leader to save us once and for all. And so our trees in our living rooms, our front rooms, our apartments, our dorm rooms point us beyond the presents and packages, the tinsel and ornaments of the season. The Christmas tree draws us into the light of this good night, this oh holy night. And so, my friends, on this holy night, when time is fulfilled and God became man, is the night when our salvation history was set into motion and the tree saw it all. The tree held the Savior of the world as a baby wrapped in swaddled clothes and then held him again on Calvary's hill. Tonight marks the beginning of our salvation story from the creche to the cross, to living rooms, family rooms, front rooms, and apartments across the world. This night in David's city, our Savior is born and laid in a wooden manger. And the tree stood there, witnessing the silent joy of Christmas. For on this night, our Savior is born. And so, my friends, from all of us at the Shrine of St. Therese, may you have a merry, a happy, holy, and blessed Christmas. My friends, with one voice, with one heart, and one mind, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing in the coming of our Savior among us, let us pray for the needs of our brothers and sisters everywhere.
That the light of Christ shine throughout the church and the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the leaders of every country, large and small, rich and poor, work together for lasting peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the homeless, especially families, find affordable, safe housing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the poor be richly blessed with God's gifts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That families, friends, neighbors, and all present here share the love of Jesus with one another, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the people of the parish, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of those who have fallen asleep in the arms of Christ, for our loved ones who have gone before us, that they may be welcomed into their eternal reward, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now we will bless the manger scene. God of every nation and people, from the very beginning of creation, you have made manifest your love. When our need for a Savior was great, you sent your Son to be born of the Virgin Mary. To our lives, he brings joy and peace, justice, mercy, and love. Lord, bless all who look upon this manger. May it remind us of the humble birth of Jesus and raise up our thoughts to him, who is God with us and Savior of all, and who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the preparation of the gifts.
Hear the angel voice. says, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. The slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church.
May the oblation of this day's feast be pleasing to you, O Lord, we pray, that through this most holy exchange we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united to you, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For on the feast of this awe-filled mystery, though invisible in his own divine nature, he has appeared visibly in ours, and begotten before all ages, he has begun to exist in time, so that raising up to himself all that was cast down, he might restore unity to all creation, and call straying humanity back to the heavenly kingdom. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Therese of Lisieux, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Stephen, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with one another a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy to enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion song is number 428, Love Has Come, number 428.
Love has come to show the world.
Pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord our God, that we who are gladdened by participation in the feast of our Redeemer's Nativity may through an honorable way of life be worthy of union with him who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
B. Before the final blessing, I just would like to offer a word of thank you for all of our volunteers. Firstly, there was an army of volunteers that came yesterday and a little bit the day before and even last week to set up the Christmas trees and stuff. So thank you to all of our volunteers who came together to make the church so beautiful to decorate for Christmas. So thank you very much for all that you do for your parish and for our community. It's just wonderful. It's just a beautiful beautiful display this season. So thank you. And also a very special thank you to all of our ministers who are here that helped out with the liturgy both earlier today and then also this Mass this evening. Beautiful choir. Thank you very much for the beautiful choir that we had. And in a very special way, I'd like to welcome all of our visitors who are here, but also Father Jean-Marie. Father Jean-Marie, a brother priest of the diocese, thank you very much for being here this evening. Thank you. And then finally, again, a great word of welcome to all of our visitors who are here. Like I mentioned at the beginning of my homily, you know, if you're visiting Pueblo, maybe you call Pueblo home and you're back visiting family and friends for Christmas. Well, in a very special way, welcome home. It's wonderful that you're here. And thank you for being at the Shrine of St. Therese. And may you have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and holy Christmas season. We have a tradition here at the Shrine, and that is that after Christmas Mass, we have a warm wassail in the cloister. And so if you'd like to, as you leave this morning, you're certainly welcome to avail yourself to a cup of warm wassail. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing.
May the God of infinite goodness, who by the incarnation of his Son has driven darkness from the world, by the glorious birth has illumined this most holy night, drive from you the darkness of vice and illumine your hearts with his virtue.
Amen.
Amen. May God, who willed that the great joy of his Son's birth, saving birth, be announced to shepherds by the angel, fill your minds with the gladness he gives and make you heralds of his gospel.
Amen.
And may God, who by the incarnation brought together the earthly and heavenly realm, fill you with the gift of his peace and favor and make you sharers with the church in heaven.
Amen.
And may the blessings of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our recessional song is number 90, Joy to the World, number 90.
And you've been listening to Midnight Mass live from the Shrine of St. Therese Catholic Church in Pueblo with Father Michael Chrisman. Thank you for listening and Merry Christmas. We now continue with our continuous Christmas music right here on KSPK-FM.